Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffner, give us a skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to give you the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy caramel apple recipe. This is Halloween season, buddy.
Who doesn't like caramel apple?
Oh, man. This is like one of my favorite things. And also, you know what I love? Now at the airports, they have those little stations where you get...
Where you could buy those big apples with all kinds of toppings.
The apples that look like they're on steroids. So if you don't want to go to the airport to get these apples, and you can make these at home, what you're going to need is you need those wooden sticks, and you're going to need to drill them.
That's the hardest part, is to find a wooden stick.
Yeah, you got to get the wooden sticks, and you got to drill them into the apple. I don't know how they actually do that, but I don't know. Or you got to jam them in to, you know, to put that stick on.
Right.
Then you're going to put the... and what you're going to do
what
is...
What kind of apple?
Well, you need those Granny Smiths. They always work the best. And what you're going to need is you're going to need some 2 cups of granulated sugar. You're going to need about 16 apples or 8 apples, depending on how many people you have. You know, if you're going to do this, make 24 apples because I love these things. You can eat like 3 a day. You're going to need about 1/3 cup of light-colored corn syrup, 1/3 cup of water, 2 cups of half and half, 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract, and some salt, a little bit of salt, not too much. So what you're going to do is you're going to place the sugar, the corn syrup, and the water in a saucepan, and you're going to boil this thing and stir it until everything
dissolves. This is to make caramel. This is a caramel recipe.
Well, the caramel comes in at the end, but this is the caramel portion of it. You're going to boil that for about without stirring for about 9 minutes, and then you're going to take the half and half, the vanilla and the salt, and slowly stir that into a pan. And you're going to boil that until that reaches in about 45 minutes. You're going to keep that there. This takes a little bit of time. And then you're going to pour some caramel into a bowl sitting in hot water bath. And you're going to swirl those apples in that caramel. And then you're going to place that on the baking sheet lined with the wax paper. And then you have that mixture. You put it all together. And the thing I love about this is, you know, I just don't like the caramel by itself. I like to add a little bit of the peanuts at the end. You got to get the crushed peanuts. And you got to dip and you got to lay them out and put that on the apple too. Or you can do crushed almonds. That to me adds the whole thing. Without the nuts, you're looking at about 221 calories per apple. With the nuts, a lot more. A ton more. I don't want to say how many more, but it's a lot more. So, you can go with the little apples, you can go with the big apples, but it's wonderful this time of year.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's going to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.